And now for John Cleese, a man who could have been called Cheese.
Dad was Reginald Francis Cheese. His father was John Edwin Cheese. When my dad went in the army in 1915, he changed the H to an L to avoid being teased. And when he came out, he changed it by what is known as D to Poe.
I have vague memories of listening to the radio, and more specific memories of making the classroom laugh when I first went to prep school.
Yeah.
And gaining popularity and acceptance by being able to be funny.
Mm.
Obsessed with the Goons.
Yeah.
In the same way that people later were obsessed by Python. So it was one of the reasons I half understood the obsession. And I remember writing, if people told me jokes that were funny, I used to write them down. God knows for what reason. I think I was interested. In some way, I couldn't have begun to define in what was what made me laugh.
Yeah.
And I think I didn't want to forget it, because when I listened to the Goon shows, there'd be so much laughter in the studio, you'd miss jokes. Mm. And then there would be a repeat 2 or 3 days later, and I would lie on the bed with a cushion over one ear, the radio there, to try and get the 3 jokes that I'd missed. Well, why? I wasn't writing those down.
Yeah.
And it was as though there was a small but very intense part of me that was tremendously interested. But if anyone had said to me at that time, "Are you thinking of going into the business?" I would not have known what they were talking about.
Mm.
I mean, my fantasy was to play soccer for Bristol City or cricket for Somerset, but the whole idea of show business was not an option. It was like being an astronaut. What I always intensely admired was physical skill. Always have and always did.
Mm.
So I loved the skillful footballers, the Len Shackletons. And I hated the ones who clobbered the skillful ones.
Yeah.
Because of my extreme height and thinness, I was not very well endowed to take part in anything that was too physically vigorous.
One of John Cleese's earliest acting roles was at St. Peter's Prep School in his childhood town of Weston-super-Mare.
Mr. Dolman, the Reverend Dolman, asked me to do Malvolio. I have no recollection of why I said yes or anything, but I remember doing it and not having any idea what I was doing. No idea at all. And consequently, not being spotted as having any particular talent, quite correctly.
Mm.
And again, I think we were absolutely terrible. Because nobody ever talked to us. Nobody ever explained what you're supposed to be doing when you're acting. You know, it's like so much of life, nobody actually stops to explain what the purpose of it is. But I think the thing about acting, probably one of the reasons I've been successful, and my kind of acting is that I am almost entirely self-taught. Everyone in America assumes that we were all at drama schools or studying theatre at universities, and
yeah.
Not a single one of us ever had a lesson. I'm talking about the Python.
Yeah.